Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here, and today we're going to be talking about the Owl House Keeping Up Appearances. And once I finish Kipo Age of the Wonder Beast, I will be talking about that show because it's a really cool show. I really like it. I'd highly recommend it. But let's get into the Owl House Keeping Up Appearances. So the title is a play on words for keeping up appearances. And we see that Lilith has basically been keeping up the appearance that she's doing perfectly fine and nothing's wrong. And I guess that also kind of ties into Lilith being, like, really strong. And we saw, like, in the Emperor's Covenant, like, being all pulled together. And we kind of saw in one of the previous episodes, like, when Lilith first lost her magic. I don't remember what episode it was. It was when Lilith first became friends with Hootie. I think it was the first episode of the season, actually. We saw that Lilith basically was like, what am I if I don't have magic? Lilith was keeping up this appearance that she was able to do it on her own, and she had to prove it to herself. But then she realized that she had to ask for help. And I feel like that kind of ties into this. In the ending of this episode, oh goodness. So, in the beginning, we learn that Luz has been studying a lot. Luz, please get sleep. You need sleep. You need sleep. Luz, please. So, Luz has been studying a lot. Like, a lot? Luz, you did taken on a test. I'm joking. Luz has been researching a way to get back home, and I love the joke. I even consulted the tea leaves, and nothing's come up. And I feel like that's a really neat joke, because most people are like, oh, you consult the tea leaves, and most people are like, consult tea leaves? What are you, insane? And I like that it's technically a, like, style of witchcraft in the show, too. I feel like that would fall under, like, the Oracle track. And then we hear, and whoa, Lilith, you doing okay? Lilith is becoming, don't worry about that, that's fine. Bro, why you have to fall over when I'm recording? we learn that Lilith is becoming a beast, retro. Ida has been stashing the elixir everywhere to turn her back into a human. And she tells Lilith that she needs to stay calm because being stressed out only makes the curse, like, take you over faster. And Lilith, like, finally has the, like, realization that, oh, dang, you've been putting up with this, like, almost your entire life. Oopsie doops, I am sorry. Then, Lilith is like, thank you for helping me, I'm so sorry, I don't know. And we learn that the elixirs are starting to work now that the curse is, like, split. It's more manageable. So, Ida and Luz go outside, and then Bird Tornado comes. And we learn it's, who are you? Gwendolyn? Ida's mother? What? So, this girl named Gwendolyn is like, I have a proposition for you, Ida. What if I just said, no more curse? So, Gwendolyn shows up and is like, Ida, after years of searching, I have found a way to cure your curse. And I'm not even doing the British voice this time. She actually sounds like that. More or less. I'm not spot on, but it's close enough. And Ida's just like, ha, nice to see you, but bye. And basically just, like, puts her mother on the staff and goes, whack, and staff goes by. And Lilith and Luz are just like, Luz is like, wait, hold on, you see a mother regularly? So Luz having a mental breakdown, and Luz is like, I can't even see my mom, and you're just over here yeeting your mother into the sky? And you just like, yeah, all these like cures are fake and bogus, and I don't care. Alright, bye. And Ida just goes inside. Then Luz goes and tracks down Ida's mom. And Luz is like, I think what you're doing for Ida's really nice, trying to help her. I see that a rift's formed between you. Just like the rift that's literally formed between me and my mom in the human realm. And then this is when the episode gets spicy. Gwendolyn's like, oh, well, like, if you help me with Ida, then I'll spill the tea about some human-related secrets, my dear. And Luz is like, let's go. I want to help Ida as soon as possible. Also, the tea. She didn't say the tea, but she's like, I'll give you that good information. Mwah. So, what happens is Luz goes to help Gwendolyn. And then we see King and Lilith. Luz sitting on the couch consuming a lot of ice cream, which, I mean, okay, relatable, but don't call us out for it, Lilith. Come on. I only consume 5 pounds of ice cream, alright? I love how I'm making a joke, but it's like, oof, hold on, reality. I don't even eat ice cream that much. Most of the time when I'm sad, I just go on my pillow and commit big... Let's just end that there. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. This episode's getting way too real, way too quickly. When Lilith's like, no matter what you do, sometimes your parents don't even give you the light of day. And King's like, wait, hold on, but my dad won't be like that. And Ida's like... The mysterious father that didn't even stick around for your hatching. Yeah, sure. Keep hoping for that one, bud. And then both of them get drunk off of ice cream, which, I mean, alright. What is in that ice cream? Also, Hootie says they got it from the night market, so, let's not? And Hootie's trying to be the voice of reason. And Lilith's like, are you my mother? Because I don't think so. So why don't you butt out? And then Ida's like, no, not Ida. Lilith is like, where are they anyways? And King's like, oh, Gwendolyn, Luz went with Gwendolyn to help cure Ida's curse. And Lilith's like, oh, that's lovely. And King's like, are you fine? And Lilith's like, yes, I am fine. Thank you for asking. And then Lilith sprouts feathers. And then when Lilith goes to look for the cure, Mrs. Mom Percy-Stod cure. So, Miss Fancy Lady become Owl Pershing. Wow, that's great. Nothing can go wrong now. Now we cut back to crazy woman trying to kill Ida to quote unquote cure curse. So they trick Ida by saying that's apple blood. And basically trick Ida to come following the signs. Like, go to this location, good apple blood, yes, yes. I am definitely not a robot trying to steal personal information. Also, we learned that it rains knives on the Boiling Isles. Ida says, whoa, knife season came early? Wait, hold on, what? Knife season? I don't think that's a... Luz, are you safe? And then we learn crazy mother person has, kidnapped all of Ida's elixirs. And basically destroys them. Whoopsies. Also, Luz, are you okay? You fell out of a tree. I mean, you probably did land on Miss Lady Person. So, Ida's like... You weren't trying to help me. you almost killed me. And Luz is like, Ida, please calm down. And Ida's like, I have a right to be upset and become owl person. And then King runs over and is like, oh, yeah, we have a big problem. Lilith become bird beast as well. Whoopsies. And then King just straight up destroys Lilith's mother, Eden and Lilith's mom, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn's like, wait, is that... And King's like, did you not realize that she was a beast as well? Wow, good job. What a great mother. You deserve an award. And basically just rides off to get the cure from, with Luz. So they go to the potion person. I forgot his name, and I feel really bad. And, Luz is like, hey, could I trade you a photorealistic drawing of yourself? And then, Gwendolyn shows up and she just throws money at them. But before this, Gwendolyn goes to this guru man who basically, like, said, I will give you the cure. Take care, your daughter. And you can't trust any potions because they're poisonous. And throughout this, like, episode, we get to see her, like, track seal. And I was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. Gwendolyn's part of the Beast Coven, Beastkeeper Coven. And basically, she walks in, turns the fire into fire bees, which I think it already was, but, like, made it much worse, and basically said, if I see you here ever again, I will personally make sure you do not live. And then just steals all the money that he's been scamming them out of. And goes and gives it to Potion Man to get the potions to save the Ida and Lilith. And in this episode, Gwendolyn talks to Ida and is like, I know you're in there and I accept every part of you. I'm sorry. It was wrong of me to not accept every part of you. And in the beginning of the episode, I forgot about this. I was trying to figure out where the beginning part thing was. We learn that, like, how Ida got her gem, and I thought it was just a part of her, like how the battle axe was a part of, like, people, but I guess not. It's an accessory, which is interesting. And basically, it was given to Ida by a potion, person from the potion covenant, or potion tracker, whatever you call it, to monitor the curse. And basically, Gwendolyn's like, I don't know, like, what you want, like, you gotta fix this now. And he's like, the potion person was like, ma'am, there may be, like, a way to maybe calm it down with some potions or whatever, but we're not gonna have a, like, fix for this. And then Gwendolyn's like, I don't care, cut it out if you have to, I want my daughter back. And Ida just runs away. And while doing this, Ida stumbles upon the portal, which I never really questioned where it came from. I was just like, oh, Ida has the portal. And something interesting is the portal is cracked. The eye part is cracked. And then Ida just jumps through it. So I'm wondering, like, it looked like someone was trying to bury it or, like, destroy it and was, like, in a rush. I'm sorry. Alright, and I'm wondering, does this belong to Bellows? Because he seemed to know how to recreate the portal from, like, fragments, and we kind of saw that at the beginning of the season, where he was like, knock knock, human. So I'm wondering, like, did it originally belong to Bellows, and did somebody, like, try to take it away because they saw what Bellows was trying to do? And that's gonna, come back later on. Oh goodness. Later on in this episode where I'll talk about, like, could this belong to Bellows? So with that out of the way, Ida learns how to control the owl beast and basically is like, bro, you've been in control for quite a while. You know, I'm gonna be in control now. And then Gwendolyn walks over and talks to Lilith and says, you've always been so self-sufficient, but you deserved more recognition than I gave you. I'm so sorry. And then with that, King and Luce give them the potions, and they're back to normal. And Lilith learns, oh dang, I wasn't able to control myself, I'm so sorry. With that out of the way, they go back to the owl house. And, Ida was like, hey Mob, if you want, like, you can come back and visit anytime you like. And then, Lilith is leaving? Hold on. Lilith's like, oh yeah, I want to go back with Mom and reconnect and, like, get make up for lost time. And when Lilith is talking about her dad, Ida's like, And then, oh my god, I felt so bad. Hootie's like, wait, Lulu, you can't leave. And Ida's like, or Lilith's like, Hootsifer, I have to. But don't worry, we can be pen pals. And Hootie's like, but I can't hold the pen. And then we get the best thing. Gwendolyn spills the tea. The tea has been spilled. I'm joking. It's just, what is this called? This is called, what is this called? It's not called a mug. What is this called? What are you called? I forgot what you're called. It's a container or whatever that I have on my desk. It's a, frick, I don't know what you're called. I forgot your name. To-go cup. That's what it is. And I just have it on my desk. Nothing spilled. Don't worry. We're fine. So, Gwendolyn spills the tea and is like, you're not the first human on the Boiling Isles. My great-grandmother talked about a person that mysteriously showed up and then just as mysteriously disappeared. And we learn that he has a journal in the library. So I'm wondering if we're gonna see them like go into the library. And I don't know if it's gonna be like, oh, if you go to the library at a certain date, something magical happens. Like how we saw, what was it called? I don't remember the name of the episode, but it's where they went into the library and the moon hit the, stained glass and made all the books come to life. So I wonder if it's gonna be something like that. I'm not sure. But with this, Lilith and Gwendolyn leave, and Luce says, summer camp must be over by now. Mom's probably worried. And then we cut to a shot of Luce as a child and, like, eating spaghetti or whatever, and her mother crying. And then Luce's mother said, these animal documentaries always make me tear up. And then evil Luce shows up and is like, here, mama. And her mother's like, thank you, Luce. You always know how to cheer me up. Evil Luce, what are you doing? You were supposed to just stay at summer camp. What the heck, bro? You can't just be taking over Luce's life. No, that's not allowed. I'm pretty sure Ida would have some strong words for Evil Luce. Ida just walks in, slaps Evil Luce to the ground, just like, whoopsies. But I don't feel like Luce's mother would be happy with that. But like, huh? I mean, like, we were bound to meet Evil Luce at some point. We saw the letters and we're like, kinda sus. So, like, we were bound to meet them at some point, and Dana Terrace did say we would meet Evil Luce and see more of Evil Luce. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do with Evil Luce. I don't know if they're, like, Evil Luce is gonna be like, haha, Luce life equal my life now, haha, no more life for you. But, like, I don't know. I feel like at some point, we're, going to, like, have Camilla, which I'm pretty sure is Luce's mother's name, be like, hold on, you are not my child. And as everyone's pointing out, Dana and Tara said, like, two truths and a lie. Hootie leaves. Gus, goes through puberty, and then Camilla punches someone. And they're like, oh, it's all gonna be, like, a lie. The lie was, or three truths and a lie, or something. One lie and some odd truths or whatever. And apparently, like, it's going to be Camella punches somebody. And I'm wondering, if Camella's punching somebody, I wonder if it's going to be, like, evil Luz. Because, I don't know, but, like, seeing that background, it looks like the house. So I'm wondering if we're going to see Camella be like, hold on, whoa, you are not my daughter. Whack. Although, I hope Camella's, like, 100% positive it's not her daughter before punching the double ganger. Just, like, Luz acts a little bit strange. Camella. Oh, I am so sorry, Luz. Oh, my goodness. Whoopsie! Because I feel like Camella would have to 100% confirm it, or else, like, Camella would be, like, on everyone's hit list, along with Adalia. Blight, because no one likes her. I feel like she's unredeemable. And speaking of unredeemable, I feel like if they do make Belus like a human and basically be like, this is, I feel like they could maybe redeem Belus in some way. I don't know how, but I feel like maybe as like a twist, they could be like, I'm the bad guy. Have you seen these people? Luz, they're the bad guys. And I feel like, how I was talking about Kipo, yes, that's the name, and Age of the Wonder Beast, there's kind of this thing, and his name is Hugo, but he goes by Scarlemagne, and he's a monkey. And he's like, I'm the bad guy. You abandoned me for death and didn't even check up on me, but I'm the bad guy. You promised me that you would make it sure you, me, your wife, and your child would all get out safely. But I'm the bad guy. Okay. And I wonder if they're going to do, like, oh, I'm the bad guy. Have you took a look in the mirror lately? I feel like that'd be an interesting way to take it, but I'm not sure. So I hope you guys enjoyed that, and that's a little bit of a teaser for the Kupo podcast I'm going to be doing soon. I'm sorry everything's been recently Owl House, but you guys do seem to like it, so, and I'm sorry this came out a little late, but I, better late than never, I suppose. And I'll try my best to get the next episode out of the Owl House on the exact date that it comes out, so you guys know my thoughts and opinions. Without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy, and goodbye!